He kept us waiting for ages in his hotel room. We got so bored, I had a shower. And they just stole lots of things. But when Timberlake arrived, the point is, he is standing there for a long time before we actually pretend to notice him. You'll hear me go through the thing, but from the moment I finished the setup, he was standing there. So when we actually go, hi, Timberlake! He'd been there for ages. It was just our sort of little... It was pathetic. We're in quite a silly mood yesterday. We got sort of got hysterical,
giddy,
didn't we?
Weren't we?
The photos on the website. But you know, when you're sort of bored and hanging around, you get like hysterical. So I'm thinking about all the things we were laughing at, and they just weren't that funny.
They really weren't.
We were in hysterics.
We wanted to steal the curtains and everything, didn't we?
Yeah, you were going
to
wear the curtain sashes around your waist when he came in, and we just thought it was hilarious at the time. It's really unfunny today. But now here we go. Okay, what we're going to go for here is what I call the oh hi moment. So Justin's a bit late, so we're going to act like we're really involved in our life. Just completely forgotten about everything. Here we go. Okay, you're right in the room here.
It was genius. It was a moment of pure and utter Timberlake. All right. How are you?
Oh, nice to see you.
Look, we're stealing things from the hotel. Do you think they're going to notice?
The fact that we've got a flower pot and the clock thing.
No, you ever seen that show Golden Girls? Did they get that
yes,
over
yeah,
here?
Yeah.
I walked in and I felt like an extra on the set of Golden Girls.
That's what these pads are like.
Yeah.
They really are. But anyway, we're doing this morning. Obviously, we're in your hotel room. I've had a shower here before I arrived. Can I just ask you, can you
and by the way, I appreciate that.
Yeah, can you pass the napkins in a borrow? Listen, what's the, when you stay at hotels, can you sign a couple of these?
No.
No, go on.
No.
Oh, go on, join in the phone.
No, what are you, what's that for?
I'm going to give these away for the best story of people stealing things from hotels. And they're just like stolen towels.
Well, at least we have proof on the radio that it's you and not me.
Yes, yeah.
But I am sort of an accessory.
No, you're not
to theft.
An accessory after the fact. But I think you're the acceptable.
No accessory.
Yeah, but you're the acceptable face of crime.
Okay.
I am unacceptable.
All right.
There we go. It's JT. JT's done that. He's going to put, I did not steal this. And on the other one will be Johnny Vaughan signed in Justin Timberlake's handwriting. It's a very rare collectible. In fact, it's so good, it's definitely not going to go to one of our listeners. So I'm going to keep
it's
that myself.
A set of napkins.
A set of napkins.
There you go.
There we go. A signed stolen pair. You stay in a lot of hotels, presumably, around the world.
I do.
Do you love
naturally.
Do you like it?
It beats the street.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. Beat street. Break down rap. But you will.
Little random Johnny. I like what. You know what? You do this every time. It's like I say something and then you randomly say something else.
Yeah, no, it's a film called Beat Street.
I know the film.
Do you know it?
Yeah, of course.
You know Beat Street?
Of course I know Beat Street.
Beat Street, break down rap.
You remember.
What do you like to steal from hotels when you do go to hotels? What's good for you?
You know what I end up stealing is the laundry bags.
Yeah, the laundry bags always do it.
Yeah. Or the shoe bags.
What has the best laundry bag? I'm going for Mandarin Oriental, New York.
Mandarin Oriental, New York has a great laundry bag.
Really good, isn't it?
The Hyatts around the world naturally have good laundry bags.
Good shoe bags as well.
Yeah.
The cloth, not polythene. No good. You wouldn't steal those.
Why would I steal a plastic bag? If I'm going to steal, I'm going to be environmentally friendly about it.
Now, the other film you did this year is I enjoyed you in immensely. I was really surprised that you can act really well. Alpha Dog, good performance. But a lot of makeup, a lot of the tattoos, all that stuff. This one,
yeah, pajamas.
Is that great?
Yeah, it's the best. It's the easiest job I've ever had.
Yeah,
I showed up to the studio in sweats and basically like I would show up to record a record or something.
Yeah, sweats and a thong.
Yes, sometimes a thong, sometimes not.
Yeah,
depending on how frisky I'm feeling that day.
But that's my classic Sunday attire and
sweats and a thong.
Sweats and a thong.
I think we've got an R. Kelly hit on our hands. Sweats and a thong.
Sweats and a thong is good, isn't it?
Someone call R. Kelly and tell him to write that song.
My mind telling me yeah, but my body won't tell me no.
I think it's the other way around.
I know it is, but that's what I always say when I've had a hangover and I feel like more drinks.
Okay. Sweats and a thong.
Sweats and a thong.
So Shrek.
Are you actually in the room with any of the other actors when you record your parts, or do you actually do it completely alone?
You do it completely alone. Well, you're with the director. Well, no, it's not. I don't have to put up with all their egos.
No, but you react to people.
Do-doom, doom, shh. No, I'm kidding. No, it's...
Do-doom.
Yeah, like, just give me a tom. That's it. A couple toms.
Yeah,
I don't get the snare on that
go
one.
Go on.
I don't get the crash.
Okay.
I worked with the director, Chris Miller. I worked with the director, Chris Miller, and surprisingly enough, he can actually imitate all the voices.
Can he?
So he's doing, like, Donkey and Shrek and, you know, Puss in Boots all at the same time.
Yeah.
The first couple takes we did, I was like... mouth open, just staring at him. I kind of forgot my lines because I was like, you're doing all the voices.
Yeah, just staring at him. Fascinated.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinated.
It was a little strange.
Do you know what?
myself and the gang are with Justin Timberlake in his hotel room where I've had a shower.
We're all in sweats and a thong.
Sweats and a thong, a little lady. Part two. This is Shrek 3 related. Do you mind that?
I don't at all.
Okay,
that's why I showed up here.
You are you play a prince in this, and he's establishing a kingdom.
I do.
In the kingdom of Timberlake.
Uh-huh.
Is it a happy place, the kingdom of Timberlake?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, describe what we see.
The weather in the kingdom of Timberlake is the opposite of British weather.
Can I say that sounds like one of those spy codes? The weather in the kingdom of Timberlake is the opposite of British weather.
Yeah.
Ah, Vladimir, it's good to see you.
Yes, yes.
Nice, but we're not.
Yeah, we'll put you through. We'll put you through.
We'll put you straight through to Vladimir Ulyanov. The couch is like that of the Golden Girls. Come straight in, sir.
Yes, yes.
If you'd like to wear this rubber mask.
Password, please. Weather in the kingdom.
The weather in the kingdom of Timberlake is better than the British weather.
New England clam chowder.
Pork chop. Your answer.
Is that the red or the white?
Do you know what? I always have as my code word. I'm giving this away now. I always have pork chop. Anyway, I've got to change it now, but that's always my code word. I don't know why. Pork chop.
You just ruined your life.
Okay, I've ruined my life. Okay. What would your national anthem be in your own kingdom of Timberlake? What would be the national anthem? The Timberlakean athletes are collecting golds at the Olympics. What are they getting up there to?
Sweats and a thong.
Sweats and a thong. Hey, see, I always go for Looney Tunes.
That'll be it. There you go.
Okay, that's it. Who would be your queen out of anyone? Who would be your queen? Oh, controversial.
Ooh.
Sort of a love question, but veiled and clever.
Ooh. I don't know, man.
Is it R. Kelly?
Possibly.
For a really weird
It's a tight race, and let's just say he's up there.
Okay, who would be up there with? I've got a press on this.
Bridget Bardot.
Nice. For her hairy pits. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sample that, yeah? As soon as I said Harry Fitz, you sneezed.
Twice a kiss.
Oh, it was crazy.
Twice a kiss, said Lou Hopefully. Always a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
What would the national sport be in the kingdom of Timberlake?
Ooh, it's going to be so boring, but I'd have to say golf.
Golf, I love golf.
I do too.
Do you play golf, really?
I do. The weather in England is the opposite of the weather in Kingdom
of
Timberlake.
I've been here for years, I raised you. I put you on the map in Britain, and you won't even come for a round of golf.
I'd be happy to.
Well, let's fit it in.
Okay.
You don't What'd have you to. Play off?
I don't know why he's yelling at me about this.
What'd you play off?
A six.
God, you got thick hair. Right. Are you,
You have a happy trail that goes sort of perpendicular across your head.
I have.
And it's dead sexy.
It's working for me, isn't it? When you've got a face like that. You better pray, because that looks like it's hanging in there. You better
pray
it does.
It is. I'm praying on genetics.
Seriously, because if you start to lose your hair, you're going to look like a munter.
If I start to lose my hair, I'll just go straight up cue ball.
Yeah, got to be done.
Why not? Just Michael Stipe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In the kingdom of Timberlake, would you wage war on the kingdom of Beckham? Just for the sake of it.
Yeah, why not?
Yes.
Why not?
You in the show. Justin, lovely to see you. I know you've got to go. Thank you for letting us steal things from your room.
No problem.
Can I say everything you said was really appropriate?